we're talking women on sport, and we've got Caitlin Thwaites on the line. She is on fire. She's won 2 gold medals with the Diamonds at Glasgow, at the Commonwealth Games and the Netball World Cup. Last year, she broke a record, scoring 500 goals in a season, helping to take the Diamonds to victory at the ANZ Championships. So in honour of International Women's Day, we've got Caitlin on the line to talk about celebrating and encouraging women in sport. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. I actually have to correct you there. We actually didn't win the ANZ Champs last year. We went down by 1 goal in the last 15 seconds, and it's still haunting me.
Oh, so. Well, that's probably an awesome nail-biting game to be a part of. It's actually quite an exciting time to be a female in sport, because the Matildas just had such an awesome victory last night.
Absolutely. Yep. I feel like last year there was just this real momentum that a lot of the women's teams across the country were just absolutely smashing it, and in comparison, some of the male teams were not doing as well as what they had previously done. So there was a lot more attention coming on the female side of things, which is amazing for us. I feel like there's almost like this sisterhood of female athletes out there that we just are so excited to see each other doing well. And the Matildas are a perfect example of that last night.
Awesome. And how did you actually get into playing netball as a kid?
I started out when I was about 7 years old and just played it because it was, you know, it was something that that people did at my school, and it was a great activity for kids to just get out there and have fun and make new friends and something to do with your friends. And that was pretty much what started me out. And then I really loved it. So it was I guess it's all been history since then.
Did you feel that when you were younger that it would be possible to make a living from netball?
I definitely sort of didn't have that in my sights at the time. I think probably more when I got to the age of about 14, 15, I started to really sort of narrow in on, well, hey, this could be something that I really want to do. It was never a thought in my mind that I could get paid to play netball, but it was definitely, you know, a goal of mine to want to play for my country. And at the time, I guess that wasn't the having it as a job and being able to do it and be remunerated and playing for your country were not exactly things that went in the same sentence. So I think, you know, the way that netball has evolved over the past particularly 8 years, it's been really incredible. I still don't think that netball is at a point of being fully professional where people can't afford to not have a job or to be studying or doing uni or something at the same time, but we're definitely getting there. And what I think is really encouraging is you know, the people who have come before me have left netball in a better place than where it was when I started, and I hope to do the same. And hopefully, you know, soon after I retire, there'll be full-time netballers out there getting paid enough to be able to do netball as a full-time thing, which hopefully will be awesome.
So you mentioned earlier that there's a bit of momentum for women in sport and they're doing really, really well. Do you think this is an encouraging sign of more positive and prosperous times ahead?
Absolutely, yes. I think it's really great, especially with something like the Olympics coming up this year. You know, and just actually, I guess one of the struggles that women have always had is that it's you know, we fight to get the media coverage that male sports do. We you know, last year I think it was about 7% of sporting coverage was for women. So in newspapers. So things like that, even though we do have these success stories and this, you know, this really great backing and people doing really well, we just actually are fighting to get either the sponsors on board because there's not that coverage, not that exposure. So, you know, it's a little bit of a catch-22 in terms of in terms of that stuff. But I really do feel like there's a lot of momentum gathering, and people who are leaders within women's sport who are getting out there and shouting from the rooftops and making everybody be heard, which is really great. And we've got recently the a lot of the performances are actually doing the talking for us, which is really great.
And what does International Women's Day mean to you?
I think it's, for me, it's an opportunity for the, I guess, the leaders within our community. It doesn't matter if it's sport or business or, you know, whatever their field is, it's an opportunity to just shine a little bit more light on these women who are doing really great things. And it's also an opportunity to have some of the issues that that women face be also, you know, have the light brought on to those issues too. So things like women in violence, things like, you know, not very small percentage of women being given leadership roles within the workplace, equal pay, things like that. It's really great opportunity to just have a little bit more attention and hopefully within, you know, the next, you know, hopefully within the next decade, we will be, you know, creeping closer to having those things be on equal playing field.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Caitlin, and happy International Women's Day to you.
And right back to you, Ellen.
That's Caitlin Thwaites there talking about women in netball. If you want to catch that chat again, 2SER.com/breakfast is the place to go.